This is KCUR 89.3. Certain affordable housing projects in Missouri only have a few more weeks to take advantage of $140 million in federal tax credits. But the Kansas City-based Missouri Housing Development Commission hasn't met in months because it doesn't have enough members. KCUR's Samuel King reports that unless the agency signs off on the credits, it could be a problem for many nonprofits and developers.
Just steps from the headquarters of Save Inc. in Kansas City's North Hyde Park neighborhood sits an asphalt lot. The nonprofit CEO, Blaine Proctor, says even though this lot is empty, he can imagine the plans.
It's going to be a four-story building with 50 units. There will be some green space that will...
The All Haven project will be a mixture of affordable housing and what's known as supportive housing, where some residents can also receive social services. But the project is on hold, caught in the middle of the debate over the future of Missouri's low-income housing tax credit program. The tax credits help developers offset the cost of building housing for the working poor and the elderly. But critics call the program wasteful and a giveaway to developers and bankers. In November, former Governor Eric Greitens steered the Missouri Housing Development Commission to vote to put a hold on the tax credits on the state level. Here's Greitens at a forum at the Missouri Republican Party's Lincoln Days earlier this year.
In Missouri, we know that what that is. It's a scam. It's a scam. So we zeroed out the program and we put an end to it.
Blaine Proctor says he watched the vote as it happened.
And really just sat there just sort of shell-shocked.
Even though the state program is on hold, projects like All Haven might still be eligible for federal tax credits. But without the commission's approval before October 31st, that won't happen.
In a normal year, we would have put the application in back in September, awarded in December. We might have already started construction.
That's Heather Bradley Geary, who's the director of supportive housing for the Springfield-based developer Vecino Group. They've partnered with Save Inc. The delays have meant some nonprofits have had to pull their projects. But Proctor says Save Inc. is in a fortunate position because they own the land.
It's just a matter of not being able to build 50 units of desperately needed affordable housing here in Kansas City.
The commission's been lacking a quorum because Greitens appointees resigned in January, caught in the tense relationship between him and state lawmakers. Since then, Greitens also resigned, and the new governor, Mike Parson, has left those seats open. The housing need is significant. A state report found a shortage of hundreds of thousands of affordable housing units. It's something that was on the mind of consultant and community activist Ricardo Lucas during a roundtable of black pastors in Parson in Kansas City last month.
You don't have a panel in place to approve the current low-income housing tax credits that are needed in the Kansas City area when you talk about families. Can you speak to that?
Parson defended his record, saying he was one of the only statewide officials to support keeping the program in place. He also promised to make appointments within 30 days so the projects seeking federal funding can be approved. But he told KCUR he supports keeping the state's hold in place until the program can be reformed.
But I'm telling you, I got a lot of faith in the legislators this year about doing some real reform in the tax credit on the low-income side, and I believe we will have them back up and running by the end of next year.
House Budget Committee Chairman Scott Fitzpatrick says the credits could be restored if changes are made early enough in next year's legislative session.
I think if you surveyed the legislature, more members would prefer to see the program functioning in some capacity than would prefer to see it eliminated entirely.
Bradley Geary with the Vecino Group hopes lawmakers will find a solution.
It is one of the most successful public-private partnerships that we have as a government program. So we're actually saving the government a lot of money with these programs to actually house people and get them off the streets.
Bradley Geary says if a meeting happens next month, that would be just enough time to get the All Haven project underway this year. If not, it's back to the drawing board for Save Inc., and a windswept lot will remain empty. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Samuel King.